Going on at 6:30 at the Chapel Hill Public Library is the beginning of a series called Between the Lines, sparking discussion on current events. This is the first event of this series this evening, beginning at 6:30, and it's going to be a big one. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Klatschmidt will be there moderating a discussion that is going to include Omar Khoury, who's going to be reading the book King and King. And as luck would have it, he joins us now here in the studio, along with Chapel Hill Library Director Susan Brown. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So, Susan, let me start with you. Before we get to tonight's event, I know there were a couple of other events that we wanted to talk about with the library, too.
Yes, thank you. We have lots of events coming up. Everybody's super interested in the one tonight, but I wanted to mention two that are going on next week. One is next Tuesday. That's going to be a big day for book lovers everywhere because Harper Lee's long-lost other novel called
Ghost... Oh, is that next week?
That's next week.
Oh, wow.
Go Set a Watchman. Omar's going to jot that down in his calendar. I love it.
Single person in this room is like, oh, God, it's Tuesday. Right? Good Lord.
Hashtag book nerds. So the book comes out next Tuesday, and to celebrate that, we are having a program called Scouts Honor, commemorating Harper Lee's contributions to American letters. At 2 o'clock, we're going to show the movie, the wonderful movie with Gregory Peck, and then at, I believe it's 6:30, I'll have to double check, later that evening, we're having a panel discussion. Daniel Wallace is going to moderate. We have an author, someone from the ACLU, someone from the Center for the Study of the American South, and they're all going to talk about what Harper Lee has meant to them as writers, as readers, and to our culture.
And that's on Tuesday of
next
week.
That's on Tuesday.
Week, right?
And then next Thursday night, we have National Book Award-winning author Jacqueline Woodson coming.
She's my favorite children's book author.
Do that gaffe. Hey. Wait a minute. Ready? Next Thursday, we have Jacqueline Woodson coming.
I will be there. No questions asked. Wow.
Yes. She's amazing. This is a partnership with Flyleaf Books, who we often partner with. She wrote Brown Girl Dreaming. She's written books about some tough topics.
Yeah, she written Show Way, Locomotion, Feathers.
Yep, she wrote one that, so we do some work, I have some connections with a group that works with children of incarcerated parents, and she wrote a wonderful book about a child whose parent is in jail or coming out of prison, or they go and
visit
prison.
Is that after Tupac and Dee Foster?
I'm not sure.
I think it's after Tupac and Dee
Foster. Look at this guy.
I love
Susan, you're out of business.
I know, I'm out of a job. Yeah. So that is next Thursday, and we're super excited, and actually Flyleaf will be selling books. And a percentage of the sales, I'm not sure which percentage, but some percentage, goes to Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocates.
Nice.
So next week, Tuesday and Thursday night, plan to be at the library. Because Omar's going to be there.
I am.
Yeah. Your eyes got, like, everyone's eyes got big and bright. It's like, oh my God, all that stuff is going on next week. Okay,
yes.
So mark your calendars for Tuesday and Thursday, both in the evening, and starting on Tuesday afternoon, right?
Correct.
2 o'clock? Yep.
Yes.
So a bunch of cool activities next week, which we'll get to, but tonight is going to be a really cool event. And I know, Susan, you and I have talked about this already. So Omar, tell us a little bit about what tonight is going to be.
Yeah, so it's going to begin with me reading King and King. I'm really excited about it. It's a great book, so I'm excited about sharing that with the public. And then we're going to have a panel discussion, so really looking at the role LGBTQ literature, children's literature, plays in our schools, and some different topics and conversations around that.
Mm-hmm. So why King and King specifically? You read that book, but why? I mean, there are others in that sort of category, so why that one?
Yeah, so for me, I read King and King for a few reasons. One, it was a fractured fairy tale. And so a fractured fairy tale is like a traditional fairy tale that has a slight twist to it. Mm-hmm. I got some feedback that people didn't understand what a fractured fairy, or hadn't heard that term before.
So I know that term. Because I'm a book nerd librarian.
Yeah, yeah.
So I that was one of the reasons. And we were studying fairy tales.
It's in the Shrek category.
Yeah, exactly. Shrek is a fractured fairy tale.
Yep,
precisely.
Yeah.
And then also, I was exposed to it in college, so I knew about it. And then King and King does a really great job of just making this diverse family the truth. So this is a reality, and we accept that as a reality, and it doesn't present it in a controversial way, and I think that that's important.
Mm-hmm. What has been the and sort of the fallout and all of the conversation, the debate, and the controversy, and everything else? But this reading is happening tonight, but you're doing other readings as well, too, right?
Yeah. So tomorrow I'll be at the Regulator, mm-hmm. and that's going to be a great opportunity to read the book and to kick off a book drive for Safe Schools NC. So Safe Schools NC is a nonprofit that works to promote safe environments for LGBTQ youth in schools, and so I'm looking forward to being able to kick off that book drive and hopefully get some books in the hands of teachers. And then I'll be speaking at the Chapel Hill UCC on Sunday, and I'm looking forward to that conversation as well.
And then going up to Rhode Island at some
point,
then
Rhode
right,
Island
too.
Yeah. In August to talk to some teachers about diversity. This group of the school network is really embracing diversity, and they want to make that as a pillar of their schools next year. And so I'm looking forward to having that with them.
But we got him first.
Yeah,
they did.
We're kicking
and
off.
And they were super excited about the fact that yeah.
they moved quick.
And I will also say, we have some other guests tonight. So the event will start at 6:30. We're going to try and be really prompt. We are expecting a big crowd, so mm-hmm. consider ride sharing or different things like that. Parking will be at a premium. There will be a few remarks from me. And the first thing that we're going to do is have Mr. Curry read this book. Everybody was talking about it. All of our copies were on hold, and there was a waiting list, so we thought we'd start with him just reading this book.
Yeah.
Mark Kleinschmidt, our great mayor, is going to moderate. And one thing somebody asked me about that choice, they said, is it because he's a gay man, because he's been on the ACLU, because he's a former educator? And my answer was, well, I've seen him in action guiding really difficult conversations and engaging many different viewpoints and keeping everybody civil and on point. And so that's why I asked him. So he's going to do that for us. Mr. Curry's going to talk. We have Brian Sturm, who is a children's literature specialist at the library school at UNC. And then we have Kate Gallagher, who's at Frank Porter Graham. She's got a fabulous TED Talk, by the way, which I just watched today. And she's going to be talking about early education and teaching diversity and teaching these topics to early education. And then the other panelist is going to be the audience.
Awesome.
So people have said, why don't you have someone from the other side of the issue? Well, if you feel like your viewpoint isn't being addressed or you have questions, we are going to welcome those. So the audience is that other panelist. So there will be open Q&A at the end and hopefully real conversation between and with folks.
And that begins at 6:30 and goes until...
We're planning until about
dot, dot.
8,
okay.
till dot, dot, dot.
Could be a little longer.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
But it will go as long as it needs to go. So we're hoping for a really great conversation and lots of viewpoints.
And we're speaking with Susan Brown and Omar Curry. This event is tonight, 6:30 at the Chapel Hill Public Library. Everyone's welcome to it. It's going to be really exciting. Omar, this controversy has been going on for months now, has it been?
It has been months.
What is, this is a huge question, but what are your... obviously, you didn't intend for the last couple of months to go the way that they have. So what have you been thinking about?
Well, it has been quite stressful. Several days has been really stressful. I'm just really fortunate that I have really great friends who and a great family who has been very supportive and been there for me. I had two friends, Hunt and Jess, last weekend took me to the mountains, to their mountain house, and that was a nice relaxation for me. So, yeah, I think it's just been a lot of support from my friends and helping me navigate this whole difficult situation.
What have you learned, if anything?
Ooh, what have I learned? I've learned a lot about a lot of things.
I'm asking these huge questions because I want to talk to you for like 4 hours. You only have like 10 minutes, so it's like,
I've learned a
huge
lot.
Question, go.
So I've learned that even though sometimes you have to make difficult decisions as a teacher, you still have to make that decision if it's in the best interest of children. And there's going to be some pushback and there's going to be some blow, but there's a lot of people out there who support you as a teacher making those difficult decisions, and it's important that you do it. Our job is to keep students safe, and that's not an easy task. And so,
is it possible to teach diversity without alienating parents or students? Or because that was the initial thing, was that some parents sort of felt left out of the conversation, but I mean that's kind of difficult to avoid, right?
You know, I think it speaks to the school culture. So I would say no, I don't think that it's impossible. I just think that the school has to do a lot of pre-work for that to happen. So what is the culture in our school? Have we communicated to families that we accept and embrace all different types of families? And how are we communicating that to parents? I think that needs to happen from the school level. Mm-hmm. And then the teacher is really given the opportunity to really dive into that diversity and really work with their students on embracing it.
And what should that parent-teacher relationship be like?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I think it's one of mutual respect. So for those families in my classroom who disagree with my decision to read the book, I've had conversations with those who've wanted to, and I understand their perspective, and from our conversations, I feel like they understand my perspective as well. So I think it's about a mutual respect. And then when that respect piece is there, then you're able to really sit down and come together and tackle the bigger issue. So some parents are concerned about wanting to have prior notice. Well, what does that prior notice actually look like? Do you feel like you need prior notice on every single book that's read? Do you feel like you just want an overview of things before it's being read? So there's a lot of great conversations that can happen when there's some mutual respect there.
And I think that's a really good point about the pre-work that needs to be done to establish that respect, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true. All right. So the event is coming up again, 6:30 tonight. Everyone's welcome. It's going to be a terrific event. And before we start to wrap up, is it true that you're moving to Virginia?
I am moving to Virginia. So my partner has just gotten a really great opportunity to move into the DC YMCAs, and he's been trying to get into the association since he graduated college years ago. So I'm really excited for him and excited that I'm able to take this next step with him.
Would that have happened independently of the controversy? It was the first thing I thought when I heard you were moving. It was like a great opportunity for your partner. It's like, oh, would that have...
You know, the surprising part is that he interviewed in the midst of this of this controversy, and then it just kind of went away. So, like, he interviews, something happens, we don't hear anything, which is assume it's not. I interview at
Burton. Like every job?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I interview at Burton. Mm. I tell Burton that I'm taking this job in Durham. Mm. I'm excited about this opportunity. And then Paul calls and says, oh, Alexandria called today. So that changes the whole tune.
That's terrific. Well, we're talking with Omar Curry and Susan Brown, 6:30 this evening in the library, Meeting Room B, Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt moderating this panel discussion. Everyone's welcome. It's going to be a very, very big one. And do we have book recommendations for this week? I know we were talking about, since this is coming up, what are our book recommendations for sort of the larger LGBTQ theme? And what have we brought?
So I brought a few things. I queried my youth and family staff about some of their favorite books on this topic for kids. And I will say we have an amazing staff in our children's and our teens rooms, mm-hmm. and great collections. And they're really mindful of buying things for all kinds of issues and all kinds of subjects. So if somebody had the question, King and King is a terrible book on this topic, there are better books, why did you buy it? Well, we don't buy just things that get positive reviews. We buy all kinds of things. Mm. So, and they're great staff to help folks if you're a parent facing a tricky issue, a teacher, a child, whatever your interest, your background, whatever issues you are facing, we have great books and great staff, and they really know their stuff. So, one thing somebody pointed out for an older reader, and this author was apparently in the library just the other day, Tim Federle. He's written an award-winning series called Better Nate. This one's Better Nate Than Ever. But I brought this one because it's a Stonewall honor book. And just like there's Newbery and there's awards for crime fiction and science fiction and picture books, there are awards for LGBTQ literature on all age levels. So mm-hmm. if you are looking for good books that address LGBTQ issues, the Stonewall Awards are a great way to go. And then Karen Michael, who's the head of our children's area, brought up one that, you know, there are so many things under the LGBTQ umbrella, and I'm not even sure, do I have those acronyms right?
There's another one,
right? It's LGBTQ.
Mm-hmm.
Is there another one at the end?
A sometimes.
Yes. Okay. She brought up this one called Morris Micklewhite and the Tangerine Dress, which is just about a kid who likes to wear a dress. He's a boy. He plays soccer. He plays mm-hmm. Cowboys and Indians. But he likes to wear a dress to school. And it would be a great one for that bullying type of thing of what happens, how do they address it. The art's great. It's a great story. So that's a recommendation from our children's room.
Interesting. I had never heard of the Stonewall Awards. If you, I assume all of the past winners are
from
online.
The American
you can find
Library
it
Association.
Yeah.
So you can just Google it. I hate to be a librarian and say that. Just Google it, Aaron.
Just get on Wikipedia.
The Stonewall Awards. Or talk to my staff. And it looks like Omar's got a book, too.
Yeah, right, awesome. So talking about the LGBTQ, I think the T transgendered is typically left out of children's literature. So there's a great book, I Am Jazz. It's by Jessica Herthel and Jazz Jennings. It's about a transgendered child who and her experiences. I think it's really great.
Awesome. So so now I feel bad because I don't have a children's book to recommend.
That's okay.
Because I'm trying to think back of the first book that I read growing up that even dealt with LGBTQ issues at all. And, you know, growing up in the 80s, early 90s, you didn't get that perspective literally at all from anywhere. And the fact that we're now moving into a world where there's a whole big long list of books that cover this issue and deal with it from a whole bunch of different perspectives is such a positive development that I didn't get to experience. So I have to go back to my old standards if you are at all interested in LGBTQ issues, or even if you're not, and you should be. Fun Home, how many times have I recommended that already?
912.
Like 16? Yeah.
Now 913.
My one of these
we don't
days,
judge.
One of these days I'm going to make a pilgrimage up to Beach Creek just to see this town for myself because it's such a good book, and the band Playdown by Randy Schultz, which I think those two together are just so amazing, and they give you so much perspective, not just on the LGBTQ issues, but also just life and politics and the way in which we engage with each other as people, and that's what this is all about. So that's my recommendations.
Well
again,
done.
Thank
I
you.
Know.
Thank you so much.
I have to look them up. I haven't read those books.
So, so what else should we know about this evening's panel?
It's going to be a great panel, a great evening. Parking will be at a premium.
Yes.
Come early or ride share. There is going to be some media there. We expect a standing room only crowd. We have 145 chairs set up right now.
Wow.
And we expect
how many of them are currently filled with people who are coming
I don't
to
know.
Get a
better seat. I don't know. But it's going to be a great event, and we are so thrilled that Omar Curry is joining us, and that we're the first.
Well, I'm excited that they asked me. You know, I would have never expected people to actually want me to read the book or to even care what I had to say about the issue. It just seemed like a normal day in the classroom when I actually read it. So,
surprised
it's become what it has.
And just sort of thinking back on the last couple of months. A, would you do anything differently over those 2 months that you did? And B, does this, are you better off, are we better off for having gone through this, or would you prefer not to have?
So one thing I would do differently, I love my mother, but she is a little dramatic, and she knows that, and when
that's everybody's mother,
I think, maybe.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
When I read the book,
I can say that because my mother's in Michigan, she's not listening at all.
Well, my mother's not listening either, but she'll get wind of that I said
my
that.
Mom is listening.
Yeah. But I got, when I first read the book, I told my mom about it, and that some people were upset, but I didn't tell her how upset people were. And so when the first media report came out, one of her girlfriends called her and said, I had death threats against me and people were coming after me.
Oh, God.
And it really escalated things at home.
Yes.
So I would have just explained a little bit more to her. I was trying to help save her from the drama, but I wish I would have told her more.
What was that conversation like?
Well, she called.
For all the controversy, you don't think about the fact that, like, you have to have that conversation with your family when you start getting those reports.
Yeah, and most people don't answer the phone the first time their mom calls. So I didn't answer the phone when she called. So I get this voicemail, like, call me immediately. I'm worried about your life. And so I called her back, and she was at work, and she was not very happy with me. And my dad had to give me a lecture about how I need to communicate better with my parents. So that was pretty much the extent
lessons
of it.
Lessons learned. There are many lessons learned in this whole thing.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, 6:30 tonight, be there, library, meeting room B, great panel. It's part of a series called Between the Lines. Do we know what future events are going to happen?
We don't know.
The
idea is that this is really kind of a pop-up program.
Yeah.
So whenever something is
like a big issue happens.
Really in the news, in the headlines, our community is talking about it, we'll consider pulling together some experts. And again, it's not a point counterpoint. It doesn't always have to be a controversy. It could be just about anything that's really in the news, people are talking about, concerned about. And then the idea idea of pulling in some, because we're a college town, some experts, and then having that extra panelist be the community and the audience to talk about it.
Well, come out and be a part of it tonight. It's going to be a great event. Susan Brown, Omar Curry, thank you both so much for being here today. It's been a privilege.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.